We sometimes forget who our parents are around here. GE, parent company of NBC Universal, makes a whole lot of things, including LED lights, and we should have said so. Yeah, you think so? And if you ever forget who your parents are in the future, Brian, here's a tip. Just stick your head out the window and look up, because it's pretty hard to miss that massive red light at the top of your building that spells out GE. I wonder if those are LED lights. I hope so. Norman Solomon is the executive director of the Institute of Public Accuracy. Norman, you agree with me that they should have disclosed this?
It's a big problem when there's not disclosure. I'm glad you opened this up, and I wouldn't want any viewers of this program to be left with the impression that somehow General Electric is an environmentally conscious company. On the contrary, they have a 30-year history of refusing and actually fighting against efforts to make them clean up the Hudson River, which GE fouled with terrible quantities of horrific PCBs, rivers as well. People told they can't fish in the Hudson River. General Electric still lobbying to not have to clean up. General Electric, even today, and this report is very timely, General Electric is lobbying to get Congress to pass $18 billion in taxpayer-backed loan guarantees for a huge GE product, which is General Electric components for nuclear power plants. So we should not be fooled in any way by efforts to greenwash General Electric or any other company.
You know, it's amazing to me. GE has a bigger budget for special interest budget than all of the oil companies combined, and yet nobody says anything. Let me reverse this. Norman, do you think if I got on as somebody who says, I don't know what we can do about global warming, I'm not sure man causes it, and I certainly don't want to have laws and regulations on this, if I got on and said that, but I was being, my corporate parent was ExxonMobil, do you think I'd get away with that for a second without that being on the front page of the New York Times?
Well, other networks, including General Electric's NBC, have been very slow on global warming. And in fact, General Electric has major interests in components and products used by the oil and gas industry. I think if you look across the board, all the major networks, even so-called public broadcasting, which has Chevron underwriting its Washington Week program after every Friday, there is a problem, as you say. I think your words are very apt, promoting but not disclosing. But let's be clear about this, Glenn. I have a list here, for instance, that I jotted down. ABC, owned by Disney. ABC doesn't disclose in their relevant news reports about Disney's stake in sweatshops. Fox News, and now, as of the last couple of days now, Wall Street Journal, owned by the same entity, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, they don't disclose that the ownership is entangled with the Chinese government to the detriment of human rights, but to the advancement of the profit of the parent company.
Here,
and
no,
we would be remiss if we left out CNN, because CNN has a huge multi-billion dollar stake in internet deregulation and the failure of the Congress to safeguard so far what would be called net neutrality. So every time CNN does a news report on the internet, on efforts to regulate or deregulate or create a two or three tier system of the internet, CNN News should disclose that Time Warner, the parent company, stands to gain or lose billions of dollars in those terms. And one more thing,
real quick.
A major advertiser for CNN is the largest military contractor in the United States, Lockheed Martin. So when you and others promote war, on this network, we have Lockheed Martin paying millions of dollars undisclosed. So I would quote you, promoting but not disclosing is a bad way to go, Glenn.
Norman, let me just tell you this. First of all, Lockheed Martin's not a corporate overlord of this program.
It's a major advertiser on CNN.
That's fine. That's fine. Advertisers are different.
But let
me just tell you something. If you think that it's warmonger central downstairs at CNN, you're out of your mind. But that's a different story.
When I watch Glenn Beck in terms of attacking Iran, it certainly is. It's lucrative for the oil companies as well as for the major advertiser on CNN.
And we're not talking about advertisers. We are talking about
You don't want to talk about it, so let's talk about the internet stake.
Norman.
Let's talk about the internet stake that the owners of CNN have. Huge profits to be made or lost by the parent company of CNN, depending on what happens in Washington in terms of internet regulation.
Norman,
that should be acknowledged, don't you think?
Absolutely. And if it was on this program, it would be acknowledged. I thank you very much for your time. That just goes to show you, you got to be aware of everybody who you're getting your news from. Wouldn't it be nice if once in a while somebody came on and said, you know, I don't